From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Trenton Tye is one of few remaining blacksmiths in Georgia and one of the judges on Discovery's Master of Arms. When not on TV, he works in the peanut industry near Albany. Tye spoke with On Second Thought producer LaRaven Taylor for our new Jobby Job series. That's conversations with people about how they make their living inside the industrial buildings, gleaming office towers, company trucks, vast farmlands, and often homes that fuel the region's economy.
Resharpening peanut blades isn't really something that you wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to be a blacksmith, and the coolest thing I can do is sharpen peanut blades. My name is Trenton Tye. I'm a professional blacksmith in Southwest Georgia. I've been resharpening peanut blades for about 8 years now. Serving the peanut industry is kind of unique, especially to be a blacksmith in such an obscure thing in Southwest Georgia. You know, you have to fit the business to what's there. And one thing that was traditionally done was the remanufacture of these blades that the farmers used to harvest the peanut crop with. You know, we get into this thinking about doing the big gates and the railings and, you know, the high-end art. But the fact is, as a business, you do what the demand is in your local community, and we found this niche helping our farmers. The most challenging thing about the day is the work is hard. There's no two ways about it. I can't even say that's the most difficult thing. I can honestly say that even standing over a 2,300-degree fire is not the toughest part of the day. It's working with your farmers and getting to them and making the business function is the toughest part of it, just the ins and outs of the everyday business. What happens in the basic day is we make a bunch of phone calls in the morning and we try to coordinate our farmers because we can't wait for our farmers to bring the blades to us because that's like herding cats. Farmers are incredible people, but they are concerned with what's right in front of them. And being worried about having blades ready for a season that may be a couple months away just doesn't happen. So we have to gently massage that into things to be able to get with a farmer, pick the blades up, get them to the shop, do them, and then get them back out. So over the course of the day, it's one of those things. We're either going to pick the blades up, we are forging the blades, or we're taking them for delivery. You know, if you're interested in having blades done, you know, it's a matter of picking up the phone. We have to make it very easy. You know, our farmers have a lot to do with. So the fact is we need to be like ghosts. You farmers that we've done business with for years, they put their blades in a pile in the corner of the barn. We give them a phone call and say, hey, we're coming to get the blades. We grab the blades. And the next phone call that we make is, hey, we're making delivery. And it's that simple. And we have to make it that way because our farmers have so much to do over the course of the year. One of the biggest things is, you know, as they say, the literary capstone, and it's the same thing for blacksmiths. And I've been looking to write a book for a long time, and now I finally have the opportunity. So we have a basic blacksmithing book that really has a lot of stories about the local blacksmiths, the man that taught me, Jay Riekert, which is an incredible fellow. He was the blacksmith in Andersonville. So having a chance to actually write a book and actually contribute to the craft is pretty important to us.